Here's another child destined to live in the public eye. In Nepal, there is a young girl who's selected as a living goddess. She's worshipped, yet she lives a sheltered life. The world's Sonia Narang is leaving for Nepal this week, where she will meet this living goddess. Sonia, what do you mean by a living goddess?
Well, Carol, the living goddess, who's actually referred to as a Kumari Devi, is a young girl who's chosen as young as 3 or 4 years of age, and she lives a lifestyle of seclusion. She's actually revered as a goddess. The Nepali Hindus and Buddhists believe her to actually have the incarnation of the Hindu god Durga within her body. So she is considered an actual goddess. There are actually a number of Kumaris in Nepal, the most famous of which is in Kathmandu, the capital city. And each community has their own living goddess, and the locals in the community will come out and seek her blessings and come to her and pay their respects. So she's sort of given this role as a divine being.
So how is she chosen?
Well, actually, Carol, that's a good question. The selection process is said to be quite intense. What happens is the highest caste girls from the community of the Shakya clan, which is the clan where most of the Kumaris come from, are all assembled when it's time to choose a new living goddess. And the temple priests put them through a series of tests, and they make sure their neck is shaped perfectly. Some say they have to have a neck shaped like a conch shell. They have to have a strong body. They have to have perfect teeth. So they're evaluated for their looks and also for their fearlessness. It's said that they are put in a dark room with severed animal heads in front of them, and they're told to go in this room and
spend the night there or something?
Spend maybe an hour or two, and the fearless girl is said to actually be divine. So that's how they actually choose these goddesses.
Tough criteria.
Yeah.
So once you're chosen as a Kumari, are you a Kumari for your whole life?
No, you're not. You're actually a Kumari until you hit puberty. So these girls will end their term when they're 12 or 13, and then they're cast back into society, and they revert back to a normal life, and they become immortal again, at which point a new Kumari is selected. And while she is a Kumari, though, she is not allowed to go outside and play with her friends. She's confined to her house. She is allowed a tutor. In recent years, they've educated the Kumaris in old times, they were not even allowed to get educated. But she lives a very isolated life. So when she returns to her mortal status, it's very difficult for her to interact with society.
So is a Kumari able to get married?
Well, it's actually considered bad luck for a man to marry a Kumari. So many men believe they would die young if they married a former Kumari. But in recent years, the Kumaris have been getting married. Some husbands have actually lived a long life. So Kumaris are now able to get married because they don't worry about it as much as they did in the past.
The Kumari you met, is she still a Kumari, or has she now sort of graduated? I guess that's the right word.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm planning to find out. So I'm leaving for Nepal this week, and I'm planning to go back to the Kumari's house. I met her last year at her house in Patan, which is the neighboring city to Kathmandu, and I'm planning to go back, show up at their house. They were very welcoming. Her mother actually wanted to talk to me about the difficulties and the frustrations of living in this limelight or in the spotlight. The Kumari, the current Kumari, is not allowed to speak to the public. So I was not even allowed to interview her. I could seek her blessing, but I could only interview her family. And I'm hoping to actually talk to some former Kumaris and find out what their life was after the fact, after they resume a normal life.
So you're headed to Nepal, and I know you're going to keep in touch with us in a number of ways. How's that going to work?
Well, I'm planning to continuously update from the road. I'm going to be sending in dispatches on the blog, theworld.org, and I'm also going to be tweeting and Instagramming. So follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Sonia Narang. That's spelled N-A-R-A-N-G. I also took a lot of photos of the Kumari at her house when I visited last year, and you'll see those photos up on the website today.
Oh, great. Thanks so much, Sonia.
Thanks, Carol.